Good evening.
Good evening.
Last night, we counted the 15th day of the Omer, and we will begin the counting today shortly. With the L'shem Yichud. Please mute your phone because I'm getting some static. Thank you. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Vidhilu Urchimu Urchimu Udhilu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavafe The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu Ba'im L'Kayim Et Mitzvot Sefirat HaOmer. La'asot Nachat Ruach L'Yotzreinu V'la'asot Ritzon Boreinu. Ba'ihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanuneihu. Connect to the various psalms that we say before the blessing. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo Yoahe, Dawanu Heyo. Igmor Be Adi, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo Yoahe, Dawanu Heyo. Hazdecha Leolam. Baste yadicha al teref. Yekra le'elohim el yon la'el gomer alai. Ve'avor alayich v'erech mitoseset. Ve'damayich. Vayomer lecha bedamayich haye, vayomer lecha bedamayich haye. Barki nafshi et Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu He Yo Elohe Gedal Tameod Hod Wichadar Levashet Levashta Ata Or Bishalma No Teshamayim Kariya. The blessing. Baruch Atah Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Yudhe Wavhe Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu al sefirat haomer. Hayom shisha asa eser yom laomer shehem shnei shavua ushnei yamim. Today is day 16 of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 2 days. the inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkova b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen. Psalm 67. Lam natzeach b'mginot mizbor shir.
Has joined.
Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam, Eretz natnayu la yivarkenu. Elohim, Eloheinu, yivarkenu, Elohim beyiru oto kol asei aretz. Anabekoa, Gedulat Sati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Tacharenu
Has joined.
Freshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor. The first letter of the word Gibor is a gimel. The gimel is made from a Zion and a Yud. The gematria of the Zion and the Yud together is 17. Which is the gematria of the Hebrew word tov, meaning good. Good is the manifested essence of Hashem. In what ways do you do good in this world? Do you do good to your friends, to your family, to yourself? How can you expand your actions for doing good? Dor Sheyehu Givavat Shamrim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzaditav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov tucha na'el adatecha Tet kuf bet tet nunayim Yachid ge'eh lamcha p'nei Zohre kedushatecha Yud gimel lamed pei zayim kuf Shavatenu kabel, ushmati akatenu, yodea ta'alumot. Shin kufav, tzadi yutav. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper. The 16th journey. They left Ritma and camped in Rimon Peretz. Rimon Peretz, Peretz translates as a spreading pomegranate tree or a heavy-fruited pomegranate. With its many seeds, the pomegranate is a symbol of abundant fruitfulness. This journey marks the stage in our lives when we begin to bear fruit, like a spreading pomegranate tree. Most literally, this means that when we bear children and build a family. In a broader sense, the fruit denotes good deeds and mitzvot, as well as students and others that we influence and inspire. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yidei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirata omer, kidei letacharenu miklipotenu umtumatenu, kimo shekatavta betorata huspartem, lachem mimachtarat hashabbat, miyom haviachem, Eto omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot demi moti yena mimacharad ha-shabbat ha-shevit tesefiru chamishim yom yedei sheitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael Mizo hamatam uvechen yiratzon bilpanecha. Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yo Bizchut Sefirat HaOmer, Shesafarti HaYom, Yetukan Ma Shebagamti, Sefira. Givurah Shebeti Feret. What is the limitation in the frame of balance? That's Tiferet Givurah Shebeti Feret. Tiferet is balance. Givurah is limitation. What does a limitation in the frame of balance look like? What does power in the frame of balance look like? What's the power of truth, which is also Givurah Shebetiferet? V'et aher v'et kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. The prophet associated with Givurah Shebetiferet is Ido HaChozer. We find his name, his first verse that mentions his name, in 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 14. Achinadab ben Ido mechanima. There are 49 women that are connected to the Sefirot also through a modern commentary. Givurah Shebetiferet, that the woman that's in the Torah is Idit, the wife of Lot, the nephew of Abraham. This is the woman who turns into a pillar of salt. Method to acquire the Torah from the Perkei Avot is in chapter 6. It is by limiting one's speech. The Torah tells us to be silent and let Hashem fight for us. The Torah tells us to be cautious with our words, limiting our speech. It's an important mitzvah. There are 49 letters in the Shema Yisrael. The 16th letter is the letter Yud in the word Eloheinu. The letter Yud is the first letter of Hashem's name. The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the alphabet. How do we cause ourselves to be perceived as small, except when we're speaking words of Torah? We can begin to study the Zohar now, unless there are questions about the counting today. Are there two people online? I just only heard one, but I think somebody else came on. So please identify yourselves.
I'm on here.
Denise.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're beginning our Deep Zohar tonight with Pasuk 396. From the Parasha Vayera in section 29. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin Tevidhilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchibu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Le'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kurenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kurenehu. Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Elazar Sha'al L'Rabbi Chizkiya Amar Lo Meitim She'atid Maha Kudsha Baruch Hu V'Hachayotam Lama La yahem vishmat chom, la tar de itkira baru, da man yehetun, leachayayo, biara li Israel, amar lo nishba hakut shabarichu, livno Yerushalayim. Vishelo teharens leolami. Di amar rabbi irmeya. Atid hakut shabarichu. Lechadesh olamo. Believe no Jerusalem. Ulhorida. Benuyam Milmala begin shelo Teharis Benishba shelo Igleod Knesset Yisrael Benishba shelo Yeharis Binyan Yerushalayim Shene Emar Lo Yeamer Lach Odazuva Ulartech lo yeamer O Chimama Ukomakom Sheata Motelo Lo Hio Shevua Hidiktiv Lo Ikarit Kol Basar Od Mime Amabul. Velo yihye. Od mabul. We're piv asher nishbati me'avor me'noah mika'an shelolo shavua umin lav ata shomea tein li atid akucha barich hu lekayim olamo kiyum shelo igle Knesset Yisrael willo teharis binyan beit amikdash lepikach ein mekabelin nishmatan ela bemakom kayaim leolamim kedei shetihie hanshama kayemet baguf leolamim v'dahu diktiv hanishar v'tzion v'hanotar b'Yerushalayim kadosh ye'amar lo v'gomer. The translation. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Elazar, asked Rabbi Hizkiah about the dead that the Holy One, blessed be He, shall resurrect. Why does He not give them back their souls in the places where they were buried and let them come to live in the land of Israel? Rabbi Hizkiah responded, "The Holy One, blessed be He, took an oath to build Jerusalem and to see that it shall never be destroyed. As Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the Holy One, blessed be He, shall renew His world and build Jerusalem. He shall bring it down from above, completely built,
has joined,
so that it will never be destroyed. And He took a solemn oath that the congregation of Israel shall never be exiled again, and that Jerusalem shall never be destroyed, as it is written, 'You shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall your land any more be termed desolate.' Everywhere you find a double negative, there is an oath, as it is written, 'Neither shall all flesh be cut off, and more by the waters of the flood. Neither shall there be any more be a flood to destroy the earth.' And it is written, 'For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth.' From this we conclude that a double negative is a solemn oath, and from that negative we can hear an affirmative. So the Holy One, blessed be He, shall establish His world in the future in such a manner that the congregation of Israel shall never be exiled, and the temple will never be destroyed. Therefore, they shall not be given back their souls, except in a place that is forever established, so that the soul will forever dwell in the body. Thus it is written, 'He that is left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy.'" My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Does this mean that no one can be resurrected outside of Jerusalem? Does it mean that the temple will come down from heaven along with the city of Jerusalem together? Questions, comments, thoughts. We are studying verse 396 in section 29 of Parashat Vayera. The Does anybody have any comments they'd like to say? Anybody want to answer the questions that I asked?
Well, I got on late, so all I heard were about the last couple of sentences, but with those couple of sentences,
that's what it sounds like.
The idea that.
Bernice, do you ever want to say something? Hold on a second, Hannah.
Okay.
Bernice, did you want to say something?
Yes, I wanted to know what, if that's what it sounds like, that they won't, outside of Jerusalem, they won't get their souls. So what does that mean? That's what it sounds like.
That's the question that I'm asking. Because the body has to roll through tunnels to get to the land of Israel, where they will be resurrected, meaning that the soul will be put back into the body, but only in the land of Israel, only in Jerusalem.
So if we're here, how do we get there?
You're going to roll through the tunnels.
We roll through the tunnel?
Yes. There's tunnels under the earth, inside the earth. It connects all the different lands.
You know, I had heard something like that somewhere, and I can't remember where it was.
It's in the Zohar.
Is that where I saw it? I had something like that, but I couldn't remember where I found where I heard that, and then I forgot about it.
That's why we study.
Right. You read something and then you forget it, and then you don't think you know it. And, but you know, I thought.
Anna, did you want to make a comment now?
Well, my comment was going to be about rolling in the ground, you know, underground. Also, the idea that Moses was buried outside the land, too. So that also is a hint that we, too, can...
Moses is going to have to roll into the land of Israel underground?
I'm sorry, you broke up, so I'm not sure what you asked.
Do you think that Moses is going to have to roll underground to Israel like everybody else?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I think he's above that.
Why do you think he's above that?
Simply because I know he can do that, but simply because he's a leader, I don't think he has to do that.
But it doesn't say that Moses is going to resurrect the dead. It says Hashem is going to swallow death forever, and then the bodies are going to roll underground, and then then Duma is going to put the soul back into the body, or Hashem will put the soul back into the body based on Duma's instructions as to which soul goes to which body.
Now, is that established that you would know who to match each soul with?
That's his job. He's an angel. His name is Duma, which means silent. And his job is to track every soul, where they go, and every body, where it gets buried, or whether it gets burned, or where it gets sunk in the ocean. He tracks all of that, and so Hashem is going to take that soul and put it in the correct body based on the instructions from Duma.
Moses is going to read this or witness this or...
Moses has to be resurrected also. But actually, Moses never died. He just was buried. He lives somewhere in the ground. But his soul never leaves his body. Which is why Moses doesn't have to be resurrected.
Soul never left his body?
Nope. His soul never left his body. All of the Tzaddikim are living in their graves. That's what scared the Germans when they opened up the crypts, the graves in Europe during the Second World War, because they were told that these graves have righteous people. So they thought they were wealthy, and so they wanted to take the gold and silver that was buried with the bodies. And when they opened it up, the bodies were warm to the touch.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that at all.
We have lots
of have to breathe. If they're warm to the touch, they don't have to breathe.
Correct. They don't have to breathe. They're getting their energy directly from Hashem. They don't need to breathe. The only reason we breathe is because we get energy from oxygen. But Adam didn't have to breathe. He took the energy directly from the light of Hashem through his skin.
Amazing.
It is amazing. But that's not all that's built into this pasuk. If you read the early part of the pasuk,
is this in the Zohar?
Yes. All this is, that's all we study in this class, is the Zohar. We're studying the Parashat Vayera, section 29, and we're on pasuk 396.
I know because they're rolling. Is there pain in this rolling? In the...
What do you think?
Well, I would think the higher level so would be less painful.
Let me give you a story about Rabbi Ashlag.
Okay.
Rabbi Ashlag was married to a woman that he was not extremely happy with. Why wasn't he happy with her? She gave him children. He knew that he married her for a reason, that they had a tikkun together. But she was constantly pushing him for nicer things. And it wasn't his desire for nicer things. It was his desire to study Torah. Rabbi Ashlag was diabetic. His wife was always after him not to use sugar. So he would drink tea without sugar, except he would drink tea with his right hand, and in his left hand he held a cup of a cube of sugar, and he'd look at the sugar and he'd drink the tea, and then he'd say, "Oh, no, that's too sweet." And so he'd break the sugar cube in half, and then he'd look at the half a cube of sugar and he'd drink the tea, and then he said, "That's just right. It's perfect." So did Rabbi Ashlag suffer from diabetes? Everybody else was telling him that he suffered. Everybody else was telling him that diabetes is a disease and he had to do certain things like not eat sugar. But Rabbi Ashlag would say he did not suffer. Why could he say he did not suffer? Because no one can tell you you suffer. You have this choice. You can feel pain, or you can feel cleansing. If you feel cleansing, do you feel pain? Do you think of it as suffering? The answer is no. So now, what's the real issue here? Will the body feel pain? If the body knows that it's rolling to Jerusalem to be resurrected, do you think it's going to agree that it feels pain? Or are the other bodies going to tell it, yes, you're feeling pain, I'm hurting, but I'm rolling slower than you? I just made that up, but I want you to think about it. What is pain? It's a teaching moment. What is pain? Pain is the desire to receive for oneself alone. We don't like pain. So when we feel pain, we do anything to get away from the pain. But the tzaddik, when he feels pain, he says, thank you, Hashem, for helping me cleanse. Does he feel pain? Or does he feel cleansing? Read the names involved in the first verse of this English translation. Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi the Jew, who is the son of Rabbi Elazar, who is the son of Rabbi Shimon. He asks Rabbi Hiskia, which is the name of a king, about the dead that the Holy One, blessed be He, shall resurrect. He's asking them, why do I have to roll through the ground? Why can't he give me my soul back in the exile where I was living and then fly me on a plane to Jerusalem? It's exactly the questions we were asking. And the answer is, because the resurrection can only take place in a perfect location. So he could not have the body and the soul meet in exile, because there is no exile. And that's where we learn that the whole world, the whole earth, will become Israel. Any other questions or comments or thoughts? I still connected?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes?
Some of the countries are further away from Israel and some are really closer. So does that determine if you're in countries that are way far, according to, that's the cleansing that you have to do, that it has to be more cleansing because you've been put in a country maybe that's been further away? Does that mean more cleansing for you?
The answer is there are energy circuits within the earth, energy flows within the earth, so that you could be living in Moscow, which is maybe 1,000 miles north of Jerusalem, or you can be living in Washington, D.C., which is 13,000 miles west of Jerusalem and 500 miles north of Jerusalem. But they're all three cities are on the same flow of energy. So physically, they're more distance, but spiritually, they're in the same place. Now, I made that up from the standpoint of whether it's Moscow or Washington, D.C. or Los Angeles. We don't know where those flows of energy are, but they're there in the earth, according to the Zohar. So the answer to your question is yes. People are born in a particular location. And then as they age, as they grow to adulthood, they move to different cities at different locations. But all of that, by analyzing the name of that city where they live, they can learn more about their tikkun. I was born in Los Angeles. The energy of Los Angeles is very clear. It's the energy of Amalek. It's the energy of doubts. That's why the entertainment industry is in Los Angeles. Why? Because the entertainment industry provides people escape. That's what they're doing. They're entertaining you. They're taking you away from Torah, which is doubts. They're taking you away from Torah, which is the essence of what's there. Every person who lives in Los Angeles has a tikkun with doubts. But then I left Los Angeles after studying the Zohar for 12 years, so 10 years. So did I eliminate my doubts? I no longer needed to live in Los Angeles. So I moved. Did I move consciously? Yeah, my conscious decision was to go and travel to teach Kabbalah. But is that why I moved from Los Angeles? No, the spiritual reason is I had reached a point that I no longer needed to have that tikkun directly with the energy of doubts in Los Angeles. Yes, I still have doubts, but nowhere near the level of doubts I had when I was living in Los Angeles. Chas v'shalom that I still have doubts. I have to work on that. But it's all related. Where you live, you can do the analysis of the gematria. You can do the analysis of the language of the letters of the city names. But there are places in the world in different continents that are all related to each other, even though they're physically very different from each other. But the people living in those locations are all dealing with that same tikkun. It may be that the name in Hebrew has the same gematria. It may be that the names are similar. There could be many different ways of understanding it. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No. So in the rolling process, there's no time basically associated with that? I mean, it just depends on each individual's cleansing requirement that determines how fast or how slow you roll?
Yes, that's why it says, the Zohar says, that the people who are buried in Israel will be resurrected first. And then the people who are buried in the exile will be resurrected after that. Will they all be resurrected at the same moment? We don't know. Maybe it'll be a technology that's developed by science, and it will take a process still. Or maybe it will be done at the moment, on the beat of a heart by Hashem. We don't really know.
See, I was always taught that no matter where you were, the righteous would rise first. Of course, I know that's not correct, but that's the way, you know, I've always heard that all my life, that the righteous, no matter where, would rise first.
And that is also what the Zohar says. The righteous who are buried in Israel will rise first. And then the righteous in the exile will rise.
Okay.
But then when will the Benonis be resurrected? They won't be, because they will all be righteous. Because that's what Mashiach, the meaning of Mashiach is. There is no more negative system that's going to draw you away from Hashem. We can't even imagine a world like that.
Mm-mm. Thank you, Hanot.
You're very welcome. We are about out of time. So, reminding you that at 7 p.m. West Coast time, we have our Rosh Chodesh connection. I hope you'll join us. It's going to be a little bit longer tonight than normally. We finish around somewhere about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes. It may be an hour and a half tonight. We'll just have to wait and see. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Thank you. Love you.